Do you have to say to the left, to the right, because you're ambidextrous?
I am ambidextrous, Wendy, so yes, the lyrics are different for me.
Left hand, turn around the world, chasing the mystery and meaning of all things Southpaw. David Wolman is on the line with us. How are you, David?
I'm well, thank you. How are you guys?
Good. We spent several minutes talking about Bill is ambidextrous and he's very proud of it. Mm-hmm. Being left-handed person, it's definitely a right-hander's world. We talked to a couple of teachers who now they're not trying to dissuade the kids from using their left hand, but for a long time, being left-handed was wrong.
Indeed. And you know, it's not just an American or North American phenomenon. Throughout the ages, all over the world, people were not allowed to really do anything important with the left hand. And if you look through the history of literature and even language, left for sinister, left for evil, God seems to be doing everything not so nice with the left hand in the Bible, and everything that seems to be pleasant, he or she or it does with the right hand. So there's this very long legacy of looking down on the left side generally and on left-handers specifically. But, of course, we have all kinds of fun secret advantages, so we've gotten over it.
Before you give those advantages, I told the story earlier, David, but you weren't here. I went to a Catholic school, and one of the nuns saw me writing with my left hand and explained to me that the left hand is the devil's hand. So why would that be? Why would the left hand be the devil's hand?
Well, again, it's really just it's a historical relic drawn from the Bible and from the Latin word for left, sinistra, and it's really just one of those things that I think really up until about 20 or 30 years ago, finally, even sort of nuns and Catholic schools said, okay, maybe we don't really need to be rapping people over the knuckles with a ruler anymore for holding a pencil in the left hand. But again, if you travel to other parts of the world, I remember when I was working on the book, people in China, for example, you shouldn't even comb your hair with the left hand.
But that has to do with the way they, like their bathroom habits, right?
Yeah, there's the
you mean you can't use toilet paper in a particular hand in other countries?
Well, I guess from what I've heard that in parts of Asia, they tend to clean themselves off, wipe themselves with their left hand. So that's all that they want to use their left hand for. Is that kind of right, David?
Yeah, there is a non-trivial hygiene element to this in very poor parts of the world where people eat with their hands. And so
there's something called soap. Do people know this now?
Yeah, you should send them some, Wendy. that's when a community or culture decides, okay, we're eating with this hand or eating and doing other things with the other hand, they're going to settle for eating with the right because, you know, 90% of the group or so is right-handed. And this is this big mystery that I sort of went chasing after a few years ago, this question of why is most of humanity right-handed, and yet this small group of left-handers persist, and we haven't been bred out of the population. What's going on there?
Did Ned Flanders from The Simpsons inspire you to do this project?
He was a very early inspiration. True, and I was the only lefty in a family of six, and you know, from an early age, like a lot of left-handed kids out there, I was fed all kinds of BS, really, about lefties are in their right mind, and lefties are more creative, but they're less this or that. And you know, fast forward a little bit into adulthood and life as a writer and science writer, I wanted to say, okay, well, can we separate the BS from the real science? What is it about left-handers that makes them different, if at all, and why are they sticking around? So this is what I was trying to look for.
And what did you find? Because I know they say left-handed people are more creative, their IQ is higher, but I don't see how there can be a connection to which hand you use.
Yeah, it's tenuous. It's tenuous at best. And so a lot of that stuff is real urban mythology. When you hear these very pithy things like lefties are more creative or lefties do have more trouble with XYZ, it's largely garbage. Except there is this this wonderful asterisk about the fact that lefties have not been bred out of the population, which means that whatever evolutionary process gives us all brains that are mostly right-handed, but some of us left-handed, whatever evolutionary hiccup. That is, it must somehow benefit our population. Otherwise, lefties would be gone already. And so I think it has to do with more like a diversity of thought. Lefties are kind of just coming at the world just a slightly bit differently than right-handers. And that doesn't make them smarter or better artists or this, that. It's just fun to kind of talk that way about lefty legends through the ages. And yet there is this kind of wonderful asterisk, I think, that lefties are just different enough and just interesting enough that evolution hasn't kicked them out of the game.
Well, David, from a numbers standpoint, you're looking at somewhere around 10%, right? 10% of the population is left-handed. Has it always been that way, or has that changed at all over the years?
It's always been that way, but you run into, you know, it's funny when you, the books that I write and love, this idea is you take something seemingly simple and straightforward, right? You're left-handed, you're right-handed, she's ambidextrous. What could be more straightforward? And yet, you look under the hood, like, we don't even really know how to define left and right-handedness very well. So it starts there, right? Yes, it's about 10% across populations. But then you get to this issue of, well, how are you defining left-handedness? And what scientists use today is this thing called the Edinburgh Handedness Index or Survey or something like that. And so they ask people 10 or 20 questions. Do you brush your teeth with your left hand? Which hand do you write with? Which hand do you throw with? Chop vegetables, et cetera. And using that metric, most people are right-handed, about 90% of the population, 10% or so are left-handed. But actually, most of us are, quote-unquote, mixed-handed, which means
like you,
kind of
Bill.
Blend.
He's yes. ambidextrous and very proud of it,
yes.
David.
Exactly. So, and then you run into sort of scientists who will say, well, nobody is purely ambidextrous, which would mean doing every task with equal capability with either hand versus being ambidextrous in the everyday language sense of it, of saying, well, I brush my teeth with my left, but I write with my right hand, I throw a baseball with my left, and, you know, you get this, and then I'm right-footed and blah, blah, blah. So that's sort of the mixed handedness reality of everyday life. And it's one of those moments where you're like, lo and behold, things aren't quite so simple.
Yep.
Is left-handedness hereditary at all? You said you're one of, did you say six children, the only lefty?
There are six people in my family, four children. But yes, I'm the only left-hander. And this is one of the cool things that I learned and got to look into, is that scientists are pretty confident that this is a genetic trait. So yes, it's hereditary, but it doesn't breed true. And if you remember sort of ninth grade biology about recessive, dominant, you get this nice, easy math of whether something has a 25, 50, or 75% or 100% chance of being, of a trait being passed on. So with handedness, it's a much wackier game, and they're really trying to just sort it out at the moment. The idea is that all people are destined to be right-handed unless you get this one gene. But the gene doesn't make you lefty. The gene is like a dice. And if you roll the dice and you get a one, then you become left-handed. And that's how we end up with these wacky numbers of 90% righties, 10%.
It's like Yahtzee. It's similar to Yahtzee,
it's like
David.
Yahtzee. Exactly.
It is just like Yahtzee. David Woolman is our guest. His book is A Left-Hand Turn Around the World, Chasing the Mystery and Meaning of All Things Southpaw. We have many more questions. If you want to jump in, please do. 312-981-7200. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
We're talking about left-handedness, a left-hand turn around the world, chasing the mystery and meaning of all things Southpaw. We're talking to the man who wrote this book, David Woolman. You can go to his website, alefthandturn.com. And Bill, you had an interesting theory.
David, help me with this. My wife and I have twin daughters. One of them, Kylie, is right-handed. My other daughter, Reese, is left-handed. We've been told by several doctors over the years, including when they were first born, that's normal with twins. One tends to be right-handed and the other left-handed. Is that true?
You know, I've read that as well, but twins are, again, part of this this lingering mystery, I would say, because twins, as most people know, they are genetically identical. And so how is it that you could end up with one who's left-handed and one who's right-handed? And this does fit this theory I was mentioning earlier, which is the role of the dice. And so, in other words, both of your daughters inherit the same gene because they're twins, but then the genes of one of them rolls the dice and gets a one, but the genes of the other kid doesn't. And so that's how you end up with one lefty and one righty. And that seems to pan out. But, you know, one of the bigger messages I think that's really cool is here's this really straightforward, simple distinction between people. It's a visible behavioral difference between me and, let's say, you, Wendy. I don't know if you're right-handed.
Yes, I am.
And yet, doctors, you know, when they're doing a postmortem on you and on me, they can't open up our brains and see exactly, oh, there's the spot that made David left-handed and Wendy right-handed. It's still this lingering mystery, even though it's such an obvious trait in our everyday lives. And, you know, I think that's a pretty lovely reminder of kind of how mysterious the brain remains, even in the 21st century.
I have a theory about twins, though. In order to fit in the womb, they're, you know, one is laying head to toe and the other one's head is by the other toes. So one hand is kind of incapacitated, sort of. So it would make sense to me that one would be left-handed and one would be right-handed.
Well, you know, you should raise some money, do a
get some grant money.
Come on, that's a great idea.
Yep.
I know, I'm just leery of journalists with, you know, starting a sentence, I have a theory. I'm the same guy. You know, my wife is the same person. Oh, you know what causes that, I bet? ... And, you know, that stuff rarely pans out.
All right. Wait till you read my book, David. Anne has a quick question for you because we're running out of time. Anne, did you have a question for David Wolman?
I do, and actually what you just said, wouldn't that be nice, and one of the easiest reasons. I was just wondering, if you did a scan and you have the IV dye put in, okay, so if you have someone at rest and you have, this is in real time, so you're watching it, and then you have them with the right hand or left hand, can you tell anything like going on in the brain, like where the activity is happening?
Absolutely, and this is one of the things that's really cool about left-handers. And they do tons of studies like this, by the way, with brain scan activity. And it looks like for most functions, you know, people are recruiting firepower from both the left side of the brain all the time. You know, if you just lift your left finger up and down a little or your right finger up and down a little, those simple motor functions are controlled by the opposite side of the brain. Sorry to be talking so fast here, right? But lefties, interestingly, have brain activity on aggregate, it's spread out over the whole brain a little bit more than right-handers. And nobody knows if that's good or bad or ugly, but it is a
it
fact.
It just is.
For some functions, lefties are a little less lateralized, a little less biased to one side or the other in how their brains are firing for certain tasks. And if you're left-handed, you take it away. Your takeaway is, okay, we're awesome. If you're right-handed, you just shrug and say, like, who cares? And
right.
If you're a scientist, you say, okay, let's do 30 more studies.
Ann, thanks for the question.
And really quick, David, we have less than a minute, but the phrase southpaw is confusing to some of us. Shouldn't it be eastpaw or westpaw, depending on how the person is facing? Southpaw would indicate it's coming down from below, but that's not right.
No, and it has to do, I think, with the theory that the word was born based on, boy, I can't remember now, the book is a little old, but it's a ballpark that was oriented a certain direction, and the pitcher, who was left-handed, was facing south, or his arm was coming from the south, and a sports writer for that town, I wish I could say it was Chicago, I just can't remember, coined the phrase southpaw to describe the pitcher, and then, you know, here we are today. Using
that's fascinating.
I didn't know that. That's great. Okay.
Well, a cool book, A Left-Hand Turn Around the World. You can get it for all your left-handed friends because I've always been jealous of left-handed people. So nice to meet you, David Wolman. Your website, once again?
Just david-wolman.com, W-O-L-M-A-N.
It would have been funny if the ink was smeared all throughout the book, just in salute to left-hand.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Maybe next printing. David, thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Again, the book is called A Left-Handed Turnaround the World, Chasing the Mystery and Meaning of All Things Southpaw by David Wolman. Back after this, it's WGN.